This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery on June 21st, 2013. The topics of the articles featured in the podcast are oncology, skull base, and vestibular schwannoma. Acoustic neuroma observation associated with an increase in symptomatic tinnitus. Results of the 2007 to 2008 Acoustic Neuroma Association Survey. A clinical article by Jamie Joseph Van Gompel and colleagues. Tinnitus is a presenting symptom in as many as 73% of patients with acoustic neuroma, and in some patients it is quite disabling. In this study, the authors analyzed the Acoustic Neuroma Association database, a large patient-driven database consisting of more than 2,000 independent patient responses not associated with an academic institution. Using presenting tinnitus scores in a comparison with the most recent tinnitus scores in 1,427 patients, the effect of treatment or no treatment was assessed regarding its impact on tinnitus. Regardless of intervention, whether it was microsurgery or radiosurgery, tinnitus improved at last follow-up in 1,138 patients. However, in 289 patients who were simply observed, tinnitus worsened at last follow-up, and this difference was statistically significant. Tumor size was assessed as a confounder in a multivariate model, and intervention remained statistically significant in improving tinnitus. As the authors continue to observe more acoustic neuromas, data such as these may aid in counseling patients as to what to expect with their presenting symptoms. Opening of the blood-brain barrier with an unfocused ultrasound device in rabbits. A laboratory investigation by Kevin Beccaria and co-authors. In neuro-oncology, the blood-brain barrier is a major concern because this physiological barrier limits the entry of many drugs into the brain that could potentially be used for the treatment of brain tumors. Over the past 15 years, many preclinical animal studies have shown that pulsed ultrasound combined with the administration of a microbubble contrast agent induces a temporary opening in the blood-brain barrier. However, similar studies in humans have not yet been conducted. In preparation for a future clinical implementation of this technique in humans, the author's team has designed an innovative ultrasound device that can be implanted in a skull burr hole after tumor resection. This device can then be used for repeated opening of the blood-brain barrier. In preliminary experiments in rabbits, opening of the blood-brain barrier was observed as significant intracerebral diffusion of Evans blue dye and in imaging studies performed with a 4.7T magnetic resonance imager. The opening of the blood-brain barrier was limited to the extent of the ultrasound field. In the future, repeated opening of the blood-brain barrier with ultrasound may be performed in combination with intravenous injections of chemotherapy drugs to enhance the delivery of these drugs to brain tumors. Thank you for listening to the Journal of Neurosurgery. To listen to more of our podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook.